In Brazil, a massive economic and political crisis is having an effect on another emergency, Zika. The World Health Organization and the CDC have now confirmed the link between that virus and brain damage in infants. Brazil has been at the epicenter of that outbreak. Brazilian health workers and officials are scrambling to do as much as they can with limited resources and a vacuum of power at the top. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from the northern Brazilian city of Recife.
It was last November, and Gilson Correa, the health secretary for the city of Recife, realized he had a big problem. There was a scary new disease that doctors believed was causing birth defects in infants, and it was hitting his city hard. Recife's overstretched health service needed more resources. So he asked the federal government for around 25 million reais, $7 million.
We received back about 5% of that amount.
Only a few $100,000. So Brazil's going through one of the worst recessions in its history. And he says it wasn't surprising that what they got back was a drop in the bucket.
It was disappointing, but it did not freeze us.
Correa says they started using emergency funds destined for other things, and that helped. But then, in the past few months, the political crisis here blew up. President Dilma Rousseff is now in the process of being impeached, and her health secretary, the man coordinating the country's response to the Zika virus, will probably be replaced in the next few weeks because his party withdrew from the government. Correa sighs.
We'd love to have a situation to face one crisis, not all these crises at the same time.
But they don't. So they're doing what they can to cope.
What are we seeing here?
These are the...
The health secretary, Correa, shows me around the Zika situation room in his office. There are charts and maps and lists all over the walls. It's updated regularly, and in the next few weeks, he says, all this will be digital.
We are now seeing things getting a little bit more stable in the way that we understand a little bit more what's going on. We start to have the capacity to plan and the capacity to predict at least better than we used to have.
And what's going on is this. New cases of microcephaly are actually dramatically down. Last November, Recife registered 125 cases of microcephaly. But since the beginning of this year, the numbers have hovered around 25 per month. Correa says that was expected, as women giving birth now would have gotten pregnant during a period when there were fewer mosquitoes transmitting Zika. The lull has allowed doctors, too, though, to start getting a handle on the situation. It's been a busy day at the AACD Medical Center in Recife. 116 mothers and babies with suspected microcephaly linked to Zika came to get their diagnosis confirmed. Anna van der Linden and her daughter Vanessa are leading the studies. They were the two doctors who first flagged the surge in birth defects in their city. The neuropediatricians have been working on the issue ever since. Brazil is still investigating over 4,000 suspected cases of Zika-linked microcephaly. Dr. Anna says they're going through the cases in their state one by one. And so far, she says about 50% of the babies we're seeing we have confirmed as having Zika-related microcephaly. The rest, her daughter Vanessa says, had been misdiagnosed and were sent home.
Today it was a good day because we give a good news to the mothers. It was good.
Dr. Vanessa says after seeing so many cases, the Zika-related ones are now very easily recognizable.
When we see a CT scan, we know it's Zika. It's a pattern that is specific for these patients.
Lots of doctors in the state and beyond are helping out. The van der Linden doctors say they have a system in place, for now, that works. I asked them if the political and financial instability in the country has affected what they're doing. They acknowledge that what's really holding the whole system together is doctors like them and officials like the health secretary, basically improvising. Then they tell me this story. Last week, one of the microcephalic infants was very ill, suffering repeated convulsions, and he had to be hospitalized. Dr. Anna says many of the children with Zika-related brain damage are developing an extreme form of epilepsy that's treated with a particular medication called Sabril.
Most of them are improved more with this.
It's expensive, she tells me, around $50 a box, so out of reach for most families. And it's difficult to get on the national health system. So both doctors have started hoarding it so they can hand it out to mothers that really need it. Dr. Anna gave the mother of that hospitalized baby some of her stash of Sabril, basically saving his life.
Eu tinha quatro caixas, como ela disse, mas agora só estou com duas.
She gave him two of the boxes of the four that she had.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a short-term solution, though, to a long-term problem. Back at the Zika Control Center, Health Secretary Gilson Correa says no matter what happens to the government in Brazil, something has to change soon. Zika's not the only problem. There's been a huge spike in dengue and chikungunya, which has also overloaded the health system, and it's not getting the attention it needs.
Municipalities all over Brazil, not only Recife, will have to have more support from whichever Minister of Health is there, whichever federal government is there.
In the meantime, he says, they will keep working amid the uncertainty. In the health sector, we don't have the luxury to quit, he says. We have to carry on and to find new ways to do our jobs.
And that report comes from NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro, who is on the line with us now from Brazil. Good morning.
Good morning.
One last question. Lulu, we've been hearing from doctors that the impact of the virus may not only be limited to the very young.
That's right, Renee. Doctors in the north of Brazil that we've spoken to have seen a surge in cases of encephalitis, for example. You know, those are serious brain and spinal cord infections. There is a suspicion that these might be Zika-related, although it's too early to tell. But really, across the board, what doctors have been telling me is that the really visible signs of Zika infection, like microcephaly in infants or Guillain-Barré syndrome in adults, is probably just the tip of the iceberg. They're just learning about this disease and its repercussions.
Thanks much. That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro speaking to us from Brazil.